aristocrats of the film world, equally at ease in the enclaves of Benedict and Coldwater Canyons and on Cap Ferrat. My hope is that in these pages, this legendary fonda has been kept within human dimensions. In attempting to trace the eventually tragic life of Frances Seymour Brokaw Fonda, James' mother, I especially want to thank her closest confidants, Eulalia Chapin and J. Watson Webb, Jr., of Jane's stepmothers, Berenessa F. Dara Fonda Franchetti, has been the most helpful. Among Jane's directors beyond Pollock, I owe most to Elliot Silverstein, who filled me in on Cap Bayou and made me wonder why the work of this greatly gifted filmmaker is so infrequently seen on the screen. I am grateful, too, to Josh Logan, Alan Meyerson, and George Cukor for discussing Jane's talent at the beginning of her career and further along the road. My research took me far from my Pennsylvania farm, and wherever I happened to be, queries about Jane Fonda brought forth instant interest and opinions. "What is she up to now?" someone in England inquires. "I have no idea," I tell them. She is finally developing something of a mystique, and to do that successfully, you cannot be always available or totally accessible. And alas, you cannot, if you are a screen star, make too many films. Overexposure chases mystique right off the film stock of movie history. In their various corners of the world, I wish to send my thanks to Alexander Whitelaw, Alla Peglovskaya, Count Rudy Crespi, and Countess Consuelo Crespi, Annabella Power, David Healy, Robert J. Allen, Hope Ryden, Seymour St. John, Theodore Gostis, Mary King, Meryl Locke, Felicia Sed, again for her brilliant research, and two of the finest performers anywhere, Anne Baxter and Jack Lemmon. For background on Jane's political and anti-war activities, I owe much to the office of columnist Jack Anderson, especially Joseph Speer, the Department of the Army, and Jane's own writings on the subject, as well as her extraordinary documentary, Introduction to the Enemy. I am grateful to John Andrew of the American Studies Department and Sidney Wise of the Government Department at Franklin and Marshall College for reading the book and manuscript and making valuable suggestions, and to Carlos McMaster for his encouragement and support. And once again, I must acknowledge my debt to the staff of the Margaret Herrick Library of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Science, and to Paul Myers, curator of the Billy Rose Library of the Performing Arts, Lincoln Center branch of the New York Public Library, as well as to the Helen Ganzer Library staff at Millersview State College. Fred Lawrence Giles, Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, 1981.